a brief summary of week four. And we considered and brought our focus to compassion. We did so through two different meditation practices. And the first was using the breath, breathing in and breathing out those feelings and sensations of warmth and kindness. Firstly, through someone we have a close, warm, loving relationship with, so it's perhaps easy to generate these feelings already there. And then with someone who perhaps we have a difficulty or a slight conflict with, noticing what happens. Noticing any difficulties that arose, any sensations in the body, resistance. And using the mantras of being safe, well, living our life with ease. In moving out, wishing this for our wider community, families, friends, and finally for ourselves. And after the meditation, discussing how difficult that can be for all sorts of reasons for most of us to feel self-compassion. And that's why when we practice, it's really useful to start with generating those feelings for someone you love and you care about. And our second practice was the rain practice with the guest house poem. And the rain practice, recognising what the presenting emotion is, naming it, allowing it, allowing the present, the emotion to be present. So this is like welcoming the guest into the guest, inviting it into your guest house. And then that intimate attention. Go back to resting your attention on mindfulness support with the breath, knowing that this guest is present with you in your guest house. So whatever that emotion, feeling, memory is. And then finally the last stage of rain, which is non-identify. You're inquiring, exploring every mental state or emotion that arises for you there. Is this really who I am, or is it just an experience that's moving through me? So practicing in this way, you may see that the presenting emotion, difficulty, thought, it's not who you are. It's simply a guest moving through your internal guest house of awareness. So that was the two practices. And we also talked about emotional regulation, using the work of Paul Gilbert, and discussed the threat, drive and soothing system. And moving out of the red, the high alert state, to moving into soothing contentment and cultivating compassion and kindness for ourselves and others. So moving into a different mode of awareness and being able to relate to our emotional environment in a very kind and supportive way, because this stimulates the soothing system in our brains and We need to, as best we can, focus on these qualities of the mind that activate compassion. But the key quality, key component on all of this is kindness, especially for ourselves.